This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This woman sent us a job posting. She's in the market for a job. She said, I'm a longtime listener. I just had a baby, and I'm ready to start dipping my toes back into the job market. So I've been doing daily searches on Indeed for something new. And I recently came across this posting for medical health technician, no experience required. It really interested me. But then I thought, well, what kind of medical job requires no medical experience?
Right.
I wasn't expecting what I found. The listing is super vague. The only thing that's clear is that you have to work on men's private areas.
Yes.
She says, obviously, I'm not interested, but is this a scam to lure people in? Yes. What do you think?
Yeah, of course it is.
It's not, actually, because we've talked about this on the show before. And I just want to find her email here to see if I can let you see the ad.
It's just a male genital job.
This is it. Here's the ad. Medical healthcare technician, no experience needed, all male clinic, great work environment. Plush offices, no evenings or weekends. Looking for energetic, self-motivated self-starters to work in a fast-paced office that helps men with erectile dysfunction. Work side-by-side with other staff members helping men by providing compression therapy, a non-invasive, painless, revolutionary treatment for men suffering from erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, it's like a squeezing hand job.
Stop. It's actually not what I thought, because what we talked about on the show before was like the, what is it? There's a different treatment that we thought was crazy, too. They have to take a wand and wand your wiener, I think, to open up vessels or something.
Yeah. Oh, vibrations or something?
Yes. It's not TEMS, but it's like radio waves, right?
Oh, like almost like a sound wave type.
We had talked about it on the show. Someone has to, they slather it up, and then someone has to actually use a device to use radio waves on it. So this, I guess, is a similar treatment, just using different technology.
I'm going to need a higher salary.
It's
if I have to wand
Johnson's. 40 grand's pretty good,
not enough for me.
Not enough for you to wand Johnson's, but
no.
For some people who have no,
I do it for free if you
if the Johnson's big enough?
Yeah, if it's right.
Man, I'm sure you'd see all sorts of Johnson's.
Just a sad bunch of sad. One of the saddest jobs.
Sad limp wieners, right? Because they're there because they can't get it up.
Every once in a while, you'll wand one and it'll work again, and that would be joyous, I guess. But I would assume that there's a certain level of dongers that just never come back to life.
I think it's a meat gazer's paradise.
It is. It
takes a special person to do that job.
I absolutely
think
more
money than that.
It's.
So when you bring it up, it is that shockwave therapy. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing. It's just different wording.
It's good that they put it in the ad, though, so you know you kind of have to weed out people that wouldn't be into that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, sure. Imagine showing up and like, here's them talking about it on the news about what they do.
It can affect men of all ages, and most don't like to think about it, let alone talk about it. But instead of a little blue pill, there is a new treatment for erectile dysfunction that does not involve medication.
Yes, go ahead.
They forgot to put the sound of that.
He never played for the NBA, but this Michael Jordan also loves basketball.
This guy with the limp wiener?
Although depression has had him sitting on the sideline.
Was this one of the stories we said? Did Michael Jordan?
Everything. My sex life, my personal life, my
Michael Jordan have erectile dysfunction.
Michael says antidepressants have helped, but the drugs took a toll on his sex life.
It affects the libido as much as it affects performance.
Experts say erectile dysfunction can affect men of all ages.
We know from the data that 40% of 40-year-olds have an issue, some form of erectile dysfunction.
Dr. Richard Gaines wanted to give men experiencing ED a treatment option to the little blue pill. So he started Gaines Wave Therapy using shockwaves.
Shockwaves are
ubiquitous.
They're faster than the speed of sound, and they have effect on human tissue.
Dr. Gaines says studies show using shockwaves or sound waves causes blood
vessels to dilate. That boy on the news is brave, man.
Yeah, yes. When these sound waves
Michael Jordan is soft penis.
That guy is a Hall of Famer of soft wieners.
Oh my God, you see him like lifted over.
The treatment takes about 15 minutes and
oh my God, you just saw the tip of the news. You saw him
on the tip of the I didn't see it.
Saw the
for sure. This tip was on the news.
Yeah. Go back. Slow it down.
Holy F.
Put that screen in full mode.
Okay, at least we're going to give
okay.
it to you.
Watch this.
Watch
Michael Jordan's penis.
Blood
vessels and repairing themselves in a process called angiogenesis.
He pulls it over right here, Lise. Watch.
And that is there! They showed his dick tip!
Michael
Jordan's penis. Naughty K-stat. Sat.
That's not how did,
I
they,
am
how did
actually,
they not catch that?
Can we please put a comment? I don't care how old the story is. I want
to
say nice wiener.
And increase blood flow.
When these
Mr. Jordan
hit the surface of a blood vessel, the endothelial cells respond, making new blood vessels and repairing the cells in a process called angiogenesis.
The treatment takes
how do you think he feels about his...
Oh my God.
They keep showing it.
Michael says it didn't hurt at all.
There was zero pain.
And he noticed a difference after just two treatments.
Brings me back to like being 20 again or something.
Yeah, he's brave.
Yeah. What in the F?
Michael Jordan's eyes during the procedure looked like he was dead inside.
Yeah.
You see his eyes as the doctor.
Let me see. Is anyone saying that? Yeah.
No one else noticed the dick tip?
We're
go ahead. Leave the comment, Dave.
Yeah, leave the comment.
Say something cool like, nice wiener, Mr. Jordan. Slam dunk.
No one said anything.
No one else noticed the head of his wiener on the news?
We are just.
Are we the only ones that
nice
care?
Nice wiener.
Probably. Dude. we saw your dick tip on the news.
James is writing this.
Yeah, there we go. Nice wiener, dude. We saw your dick tip on the news. Oh, what time was it? Let me just, so I can.
How do you do that?
The endothelial cells respond, making new blood vessels and repairing the cells in a process called angiogenesis.
It's so old. The clip is so old.
Okay, 125.
But people are still, and it was one.
I love that we timestamped it. Everybody can just click it and go. Not like it's getting a ton of attention now.
No, it's not.
Okay, I have to tweet.
Oh,
you guys
incredible.
Have to see this.
Yeah.
So twitter.com/DaveAndChuck. A random news story from a couple of years ago we just brought up. There, the guy's wiener was in it. Holy
I
F.
cannot believe that the news put a wiener.
They did. That was crazy.
And it's like you see a lot of the head.
You see the whole top
you
of the penis. I can't believe it was on the news.
I can't believe that either. That's crazy to me.
Oh my god.
Mushroom timestamp.
Yeah.
How did they not notice?
Holy
that?
Hell.
Wow. That's
I'm gonna go on YouTube and like that comment.
Yeah, you better.
That's funny.
How did this man's tip make the news, huh?
Oh, I wonder if that's going to affect his erections.
We ruined it.
Yep.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
Oh, I almost spit drink all over the place because I just read the comment again. Seeing that comment
nice
is
wiener,
amazing.
Nice wiener, dude. We saw your dick tip on the news. 125.
Perfect.
Oh, it's
the best comment I've ever made from my account.
Yeah. Nice wiener, dude. What is coming through?
I really don't know how they didn't see that.
It is as clear as day. It's right in between the doctor's fingers.
Absolutely. Yeah. His limp dong.
Yep.
Wow. So to this emailer, yeah, that's a thing.
You know what's crazy?
They're looking for technicians to do this to people.
The news people were probably like, you're fine. We're not going to show anything.
Exactly.
100%.
This is like, this might be an issue for the old.
They've shown his genitals on the news.
Yes.
On YouTube.
It would be called like whatever the K Chuck 12.
Someone needs to tape this in case they take it down now. Jason, you can get on it.
Hit save. Save it to James' account.
Yeah, but if they remove
the
video,
remove it.
Well, we can just make a screen recording on a phone.
Just use your cell phone.
Do a screen.
Yeah, Jason, can you?
I don't know why we are
I'll record
so
it.
Passionate
yeah,
about
thank
saving
you for,
this.
Yeah.
Well,
and then
I'll
what if we're going to make a video
in case
today?
We're going to use it.
I'll blur it out and show them how it's done. You know?
Right, because even on our videos, we blur out
dick tips.
That's right. Put out boots, every one of them.
He's
all
gonna
sorts
have to
of
go
bits.
Out to do some court case.
I'm going to tell him I got emotional damage. I'm emotionally damaged by Michael Jordan's penis.
I think it was you, soft.
He's Texas's white Michael Jordan.
Is he on social media? I don't know. Michael Jordan.
God, let's find it.
Michael Jordan.
You
want
to break the news to him that we saw his.
Michael, just in case. Michael, just in case you didn't know, your dick tip was on the news.
And we're a show in several markets that we're talking about.
You. Michael Jordan.
You're
that's not Michael Jordan. That Michael Jordan looks like Dwight from The Office.
Are you sitting down,
one.
Michael Jordan? Listen, we're on a radio show way far away from you, but we've seen your penis on the news.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Is that?
That's not
him. There's a lot of white Michael Jordans.
Yeah, there is.
Who knew? There is.
And it's hard to search for Michael Jordan and not just get inundated with actual Michael Jordan
celebrity. Can you just search on the social media site for Michael Jordan?
Like on Facebook?
Or
should you go
Instagram?
I bet he's on Instagram, yeah. That would be my guess.
But it's not going to be... You know how many Michael Jordans there's going to... It's going to be like Michael Jordan fan page and Michael...
Okay, but I'm hoping he jumps out of the
Michael
screen.
Or Michael Jordan Texas or...
Like, what was in it for him to talk Google. About his limp dick?
Maybe nothing. He got free limp nothing. Dick stuff.
Maybe. Michael B. Jordan, Jordan.
Air Jordan, Jordan Michael.
Jordan Michael Brown, Michael Jordan fan, Michael Jordan Diaries. It's Michael Jordan.
No, it's not anywhere.
Oh, wait, we're getting into white Michael Jordans now.
There's a lot of Michael Jordans.
Man, there's a ton of white guys named Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of them look like him?
No.
Did it say what he did in that story?
He might have offed himself after this.
Let's see.
So he's from Texas, right?
He's from Texas. Let's see if they say...
He never played for the NBA, but this Michael Jordan also loves basketball. Although depression has had him sitting on the sidelines.
Jesus, that's most depressing.
Everything. My sex life, my personal life, my work life.
Michael says antidepressants have helped, but the drugs took a toll on his sex life.
I know. It's horrible. As much as it affects performance.
Experts you imagine he's in a state of depression. And then his wiener was on the news.
Well, maybe we need to reach out to him so I can compliment his penis. But hey, saw your penis on the news. I think you're just looking great, man.
Have they erased your comment already?
What?
It might have traveled down to the bottom.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
No, it's usually at the top, though, when you make a comment.
Like the newest ones?
You can see your own comment. We're logged in.
Maybe they did. Or like maybe because it has offensive language in it, it disappeared.
Oh.
Because you said we saw your wiener, dude.
Wiener? Wiener's offensive?
I mean, it's a news YouTube.
What the?
Wow, that's weird, yeah.
It's gone. Yeah. Oh, well,
that was a way to help.
What you need to put is just put like 125. What a surprise.
Nah, that'll do. Okay. Send word to Michael Jordan in Texas.
I just keep getting like the actual Michael Jordan, the famous one.
There we go.
Okay. So if you haven't seen it.
There you go.
Let's hope that works. Because that people will click that.
Yep. If you haven't seen it, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck, we clicked on a random news video this morning and there was a man's wiener head in it. Very shocking. So to the listener, yeah, this is a job. I mean, it's obviously not something you may be interested in, but they need technicians to run that wand over dudes' wieners so they can try and get hard again.
Was it a girl though? Cause she doesn't even have to worry about it. Cause it was an all male clinic, I think. So she can't get the job anyway, unless that just means only men show up.
Only men show up.
Oh,
patients. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm sure there's women that
they don't want to get wanded. I've met a lot of girls that want to get wanded.
No, but I'm sure there's women that wand. Like
the wanders.
Yeah, the wanders. What do you do? I'm a dick wander.
Oh, impressive.
Would you rather get wanded by a man or a woman?
A woman.
I would rather be wanded by a woman every time.
100%. How weird would it be to have another man have your wiener in his hand?
I mean, I'd have to have a conversation with her. We'd have to get to know each other. I'd have to like have coffee with her, and then I'd be like, you know, it's dead and soft, and you're gonna have to try and wand him back to life. Please, woman.
Can you help me?
Yeah, sure I can. I took this wanding job.
They are patrolling that video. Because the comment that Dave put back up there got removed already. How? And then a listener put another comment that said, saw your pee-pee at 125. That's what got removed.
Don't worry, I got a screenshot of the 125 post with the dick tip in it. So
thank
we got
you.
It
oh,
saved.
Perfect. All right. This guy's, Michael Jordan's penis tip is going to cause such a tidal wave of problems.
Well, think about it. It's some news channel that they probably have. They have a YouTube, obviously, and then all of a sudden they're getting notifications that people are making comments all
they
of a
showed
sudden.
It on TV.
They showed
David
it.
David Chuck sent me. The world needs to know about 125. Just the tip, 125. Oh, look, it's there still, James. That one's the one. Oh, okay. It got 21 likes already.
Nice. It was gone. I checked. It was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And all you listeners are putting your own comments on there, which is amazing.
Stop scrubbing the wiener comments.
Yep. Just keep going, guys. Just keep going. Bring the world the attention it needs.
So, yeah, twitter.com/DaveandJack. Here's another, like, this, I can't believe guys go on the news and talk about this.
I feel healthier now than I did in my 20s or my 30s. But as I got older, I think everyone feels a physiological change in their libido.
Oh, God.
Oh, how bad. So he's going in for this dick wave therapy.
Please show us Johnson.
Look at that guy. No, they won't, because this is like, oh, there he is.
Training a muscle.
Did you hear the sound of it?
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
Listen, listen.
More red blood cells increasing the blood flow to the penis, turning on the machine.
Sounds just like a stun gun.
And training a muscle. You want a tricep. It's the equivalent of a bench press.
His penis was doing push-ups right there.
We'll go see right push-ups. On the news and talk about it. It's a wild thing.
100%. So, yeah, the job is legit for the lady who was wondering. Yeah. Obviously, it's not for you, but it's not a trick just to get you to hold a guy's wiener.
No, it's the worst time to hold a man's wiener.
Yes.
I would say it's the saddest time to hold a man's wiener.
It is for
That's
sure.
It's when you're about to electrocute it.
You think you can actually hear the very sound of sadness in an erectile dysfunction clinic waiting room?
Yeah, I do think you can. I bet it's a dead silence.
I bet it's the sadness. You can hear it. Like it's got a sound to it, probably.
Yeah, it sounds like a high-pitched, like when you think,
you guys, I feel so bad for Texas's white Michael Jordan.
Oh, it's terrible, dude.
But, I mean, he's had to have seen the news. Yeah, like, he didn't see his own wiener head. How could he know? He wouldn't let that be on YouTube.
Listen, I think there's a reason why we can't find him anywhere.
I was hoping that no one else noticed, but we did.
I think the depression took a real
upturn. I would be on to can you imagine, like, oh, I agreed to do this interview for the news. That's crazy, but oh, well, you know, it's important other guys find out about this. And then I'm like, I see my dickhead on the news. I'm calling immediately.
You're right. You would call. You'd be like, listen, because I would sue you, I would demand it was taken down. I would do all those things. Maybe
because as Andy said,
Michael Jordan,
he did that interview and they're like, don't worry, you know. Yeah. Like,
oh, 100%.
We're taking shots at
that interview. Was just
that
repeated kicks to the balls to him. They're like, play basketball and we're going to say how you're not Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You never made it to the NBA.
Sit by this sign that says depressed. My wiener doesn't work. And like all these different things. Sit by this sign while we shoot you. And then we're going to finally show your penis on the news.
In a man's hands.
Not that he cared. Not that the guy cared. But
not the first time. But still.
I mean, they betrayed white Michael Jordan.
Yeah, oh, they did so bad.
At least the guy was what? He was tall. So at least he packed a punch down there. If you would have had mine and it was just like you're
holding it like a thimble.
Yeah, manipulating it like a small doll's arm. Oh, terrible.
Oh, man. So this video has been on YouTube for 4 years and no one's seen the wiener head?
Yep. We didn't go through all the comments, I don't think. But
no, we did.
We did.
There was only one that was vague. There was only one that was kind of vague and... I think, what did it say? It was right near the bottom. Our listeners are going through it.
Oh, they're going. This one, the Doc, a.k.a. Dick Gaines, no. Richard Gaines.
No, that was... Oh, yeah, everyone's there from Dave and Chuck. Oh, my God.
Boy. Yeah.
Oh, this one. I'm not even going to say it. Who am I kidding? Yes, I am. Huh. You know, like I thought, did he see it too?
Hmm.
Oh, what?
PP125.
Pepe 125.
What a surprise. Ah, my God. That is great.
Incredible.
That is great. What a random thing the universe has given us today.
I know.
Thank you, universe.
Yep. Nice horn, Michael Jordan. Nice wing, dude. That's a Hall of Fame wiener tip, Mr. Jordan. 125 has me feeling tipsy.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a Limp Bizkit. I'm now able to say I saw Michael Jordan's dick tip.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've done it.
Yeah, we definitely have. They're going to be
shined
like,
a light on this.
We've got hundreds of new comments on a video from 4 years ago. What's going on?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
My goodness. How fast before they tear this thing down? It's coming down for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's why I had to make sure that we.
Yeah. Before
they removed it.
Right now. Like, they probably are gathering up clips, getting them ready to put onto KSAT 12. YouTube.
Yeah, and it's all like the notifications.
All the notifications. Someone is going to see that. A little intern.
Oh, yeah.
A little intern is going to see that and not
it's
know
still early.
What to
not
do.
Yet. They will probably get
this
an
is going right to the top.
So you have to go to twitter.com/DaveandChuck if you want to see it, because it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone.
I wish we could find Michael Jordan.
Jason, I want the whole video if you can.
I have it already.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's all done.
Just so we can share it.
Yep. Dude, I feel like if we would have got a hold of Michael Jordan, like he would have instantly transformed into the Crow.
And listeners,
I feel like you're right.
Our listeners are good at this. If you can find Texas's Michael Jordan for us and contact info, we'll send you a Dave and Chuck swag bag.
Yes, and we would have to buy that.
Yes.
I would go make hand crafts of Dave and Chuck. We will have to buy
the
that
first
to give
person
it to, you.
To get us that guy's info legitimately.
Yep.
Then you'll get hooked up, because we want to break the news to him.
Do the work
that his
for
dick
us.
Tip has been on the news for years.
Soft white Michael Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Soft white Michael Jordan.
That's so sad.
That is the worst.
Sad, soft white Michael Jordan. So depressed. Mm-mm. Mediocre at basketball. Dick tip on the news.
Oh, my God.
That's a hell of a life he's leaving.
Yeah.
Someone said the video's already down, so if I refresh, could this be gone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's go to 125.
Let's see.
Not 15 minutes.
There it is.
Still there.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Don't you worry.
Yep.
Like, why even include? It was a separate shot. Like, why even include that?
Someone said, please make t-shirts and sweatshirts that say 125.
What a surprise.
The first comment that you had put, I wish it was still there. The nice wiener dude.
Nice wiener dude.
Like that makes me laugh so hard. My goodness.
Never wanted to be stuck at a red light so bad. Thanks, Dave and Chuck.
Oh, my goodness. They're like, who the F is Dave and Chuck? Who are these two morons?
I did not expect this.
No. No one did. We didn't, for God's sakes. Never would you think you'd see a wiener head on the news. Never. Could that be one of the few times in the history of the world a wiener head's been on the news? Like, in an edited video, not a live shot?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge mistake. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas's soft white Michael Jordan received a telegram. Like, that's how feverishly people are trying to get a hold of him. Soft white Michael Jordan. Dave and Chuck from Michigan. They saw your penis on the news. Telegram.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, quite a start.
It's
to
still
the
there. It is still there. Somehow that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually it happens in like a sports locker room.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, generally live, like, you know, that
let's
stuff happens.
The championship. Let's get a word from, this guy's a wiener.
Yeah.
Someone around here, right, made it?
Yeah, it was walking in the background or whatever. There was something that Don, happened there.
Was it Don Kelly?
Oh, was it Don Kelly's donger?
Yeah, yeah, instead of calling Don Kelly.
Yeah,
remember?
Don yeah. Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, that stuff I get. That yeah. stuff can happen, especially in locker rooms.
Yes.
In an edited news video interview yeah, right. where someone painstakingly took all those shots.
Yes.
How did his wiener head make the cut?
And the fact that it's about it not working right.
Right.
Makes yes. it a million oh times gosh. Worse.
100%.
You're shining a spotlight on the man's crotch.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I mean, the news really failed. Sad, limp, white Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And there's pressed. Another man touching it.
Yes, yes, there's another man who's...
Like, it's Texas, too, right? Yeah. Texas probably... They're gonna have to drink some Texas tea to understand a man's hand on another man's...
I literally could just sit here all morning and just read the comments that our listeners are making on it too. Because
I know
they got a screen cap
it up.
Yeah, they people are going crazy. go to Twitter/Dave and Chuck and look at the replies just to see some of the screen caps that are up there too.
Oh my goodness! Oh,
that look right there.
That is the look.
You That's should make an look. NFT out of that and call it sad, depressed, limp, white Michael Jordan. Can be white Michael Jordan.
Hashtag SWMJ, soft white Michael Jordan.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. KSAT's in their YouTube supervisors in for quite a surprise when they get into work today.
Ooh.
Texas tip therapy. Tiptoeing in my Jordans.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice wiener, dude. Impressive leg, solid girth. Is that a winky face?
Oh, man.
Who is your editor? Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Some editor, if they can find out who did this 4 years ago.
Well, think about this, too. I don't know how their website works, like how their YouTube works. But even if you went today to check out the latest thing going on KSAT today, this might... be suggested to you because it's got so much traffic.
Dude, this is going to get a ton of traffic now.
Yeah.
Because of the comments. It's
yeah.
going to affect the algorithm. It's going to be their number one video. And that's going to crush them because they got to take it down.
Like, we have to remove our number one most successful video.
It's our top video.
We're not taking it down. Oh, this the hundreds and I keep scrolling down. There's
yeah,
so many.
No, it's all of
comments.
Us now. It's all
oh,
of us.
Man.
It's all
Which
of us.
Which is amazing. 125, what is brat?
Oh, the algorithm tried to stop us because it saw Wiener
yes.
in our first comment and it removed
be super
it.
Super careful. I'm surprised that Wiener's highlighted as a. I could see, you know, maybe
yeah, weird.
I put dick tip.
Oh, dick tip.
I put dick tip.
Yeah, so that's, true.
That's
what it was.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was.
They probably flagged it.
Yep.
Did you like the video, too? We should start liking
it. Oh, yeah, give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, like it.
Yeah, really like it. Pump it up there.
Like
it.
It's like that doctor moved his wiener and it stopped the world. Stopped the earth from turning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess there's some people that don't have Twitter, so I'm going to share it, too, on our Facebook page, so... You guys see what we're talking about here.
Yep. So. It's got to be shared. You can probably just hit share. Oh, no, that would just share it on James' platforms.
Yeah. Put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Such a bad day for...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The worst. The worst.
I would love to get his reaction to this.
It's probably going to be the picture that they had on the Twitter of his reaction. That's going to be the same reaction.
Oh, that meme.
Just looking like dead and lifeless.
Oh, that.
I bet it's like, I bet if we called him and we told him all this, he would drop the phone like Helen Hunt and Castaway.
Just faint.
Yep. Yeah, he's not ready for it.
But you guys, Chuck.
You have to
okay,
sit him down.
Can I yes. say this? If
yeah.
you are this guy,
yeah.
you've decided to let the news videotape your dick wave therapy.
We all know. I wouldn't.
I know
yes.
you wouldn't, but let's
okay.
just say you
let's
would.
Say it's
let's
me.
Just say you did. You were brave enough to do this.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, it's going to be on the 6 o'clock news tonight. You'd set it to tape. If you had like a DVR mm-hmm. or whatever, you'd mm-hmm. make sure. But then you'd watch it. You know you're going to be on the news. How,
yes.
What did they do? How do I look? Do I look like an idiot? And then you see your wiener.
In the doctor's hands. Yep. On the TV.
And unless you suicide swan dive, you are doing something about it.
I am calling everyone.
How has it made it 4 years on the internet without anyone doing something about it?
And it's not like they don't have anyone watching their videos. They have 167,000 subs.
Yeah.
You know, like they're obviously like an okay TV station.
Yeah.
There. So, I mean, it has 100,000 views.
Yep. 100,000 people saw us tip.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just brush that away.
4 years ago, there weren't enough Karens to cause enough of a commotion.
I guess so.
Get his wiener removed.
Well, also, too, there's the Facebook double too. Whammy of having to admit that you watched a man hold another man's Johnson, so you just like pretend it didn't happen. A lot of pretending it didn't happen, I think, in Texas.
Yeah, we've given them like at least 20,000 views already. So they were having a good day. They think they're blowing up, but probably not.
I bet this soft white Michael Jordan's going to get a visit from some kind of like highfalutin Texas attorney.
Hey,
oh my goodness!
Someone said our whole crew at work just took a break to see this dude's dick tip.
You have to make sure you like the video.
I'll never forget that picture of his face.
Oh, yeah, his face.
Oh, my goodness. That's the greatest.
I mean, the worst for him, but the greatest for us.
That's the greatest.
Did you tag the TV station in this?
No, because I want to let it survive for a while so everyone can see
it. Down.
Survive. Let it survive. Yeah, so it's still there for now, but we're sure it's once this gets back to them, it's going to be gone.
Hot dog. Dog, hot diggity dog. Yeah.
All right. So twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Dave and Chuck the Freak fans on Facebook. You can check out the video for yourself and see. We just happened to stumble across this morning while looking for info on dick wave therapy.
Yes.
For a listener who saw a job posting. But okay. Let's go back to that for one quick second. Is 40 grand a year a pretty good salary to be a dick zap?
I guess I'd have to see what else is out there right now, because it seems like you can get almost any job on earth right now, so I'd have to check it out.
I think it's a dream job if you're into wieners.
Oh my god, if that's your thing.
You're gonna pay me $40,000 to handle wieners and hit them with this electric pulse.
Yeah,
gonna taser your dong for $40,000. I'm interested.
It's like, because it seems like it's a pretty easy gig. I mean, if you can get past the whole uncomfortableness of holding another person's wiener in your hand, if you have like, some people don't give a damn about that stuff.
That's true.
No,
right?
That is true.
So to just rub like. Yeah. Put some whatever kind of cream or lotion they use there and then just dick wave someone.
Yeah.
40 grand? That's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
I think.
So if you don't have issues.
If you don't have qualms or issues about it,
then
that's the gig for you. It's available now. Apparently as of.
And honestly, who knows? Like, you might not even be the person. Like, maybe it's always him. Maybe it's like always a doctor that does it. You just set it all up.
Right.
You do the initial.
I think the posting kind of made it sound like you'd be doing it. Because I'm sure the head doctor
does it for the news.
There's probably like five guys in five different rooms, right?
Yeah.
If
what's amazing
popular.
Is that this doctor probably doesn't do this at all himself anymore.
No, of course he doesn't.
He just came up with it. But on the news, he showed a man's penis.
Yikes.
Oh, it was a big fail by him.
It was a big fail by everybody.
Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Which NFL star just got arrested for stripping down in public? Cleveland Browns defensive lineman Malik McDowell, who was completely naked while he was being arrested on Monday. This former MSU star has had run-ins with the law before, had said previously that he's trying to get his crap together. But I guess he's kind of fallen off the rails a bit. Here's a story of what happened now from WJBK-TV. Take a listen.
NFL player Malik McDowell released from a county jail in Florida after he was arrested and charged for roughing up an officer while naked.
A bystander captured the dust-up between Browns defensive tackle and a sheriff's deputy. It all happened in Deerfield Beach, about 40 miles north of Miami Monday. McDowell attacked responding officers after 911 dispatchers got a call about a naked man running around a neighborhood, even walking onto the property of a children's learning center.
It's scary. I don't know what happened. I don't know why he was in that state of mind.
You're McDowell's defense attorney, Adam Swickle, offered this in court Tuesday.
Apparently, somebody may have slipped him something or given him something that he was unaware of, which explains some of this bizarre behavior.
McDowell was charged with aggravated battery, resisting an officer, and exposing himself in public.
I spoke with Deputy Novella this morning. The bruising and swelling on his face has gotten worse since the incident. He's still having trouble walking as a result of this incident.
Experts say McDowell could also face a civil lawsuit.
Many times throughout history, what we've seen are people being charged with crimes, and what they'll do is they may reduce them and sometimes even dismiss them in exchange for a civil suit where that person becomes monetarily responsible.
Pull your hands behind your back.
McDowell is currently on probation after this run-in with police in Lathrop Village back in 2019. He was charged with assaulting an officer and operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated.
Surprised he didn't kill him.
McDowell was a star athlete at Southfield High School and a highly touted MSU recruit. Therapist Dr. Sabrina Jackson says the episode in Florida smacks of a mental breakdown.
The fact that he was walking around naked around children, yeah, that's not normal. So when you talk about getting a person assessed for a mental challenge or a mental break, one of the things is that they're a danger to themselves, they're a danger to others, or they're a danger to property. And so he was definitely a danger to himself walking around naked. And a danger to other people.
That cop had no chance.
No.
The guy's a beast.
Here's what the Cleveland Browns said. Maybe they
released this statement, which reads, "We are aware of the very concerning incident and arrest involving Malik McDowell and are in the process of gathering more information. We understand the severity of this matter, and our thoughts are for the well-being of all involved. We will have no further comment at this time."
Like, he literally used an NFL, like, bull rush on that cop and knocked him backwards. But still somewhat better, the cop's reaction somewhat better than some of the Lions,
Okay, I'm just going to say this.
Lineman.
Did his penis make the news?
Oh, no, again?
It looked like they missed it. The sensor went to the side.
I honestly think so. I think we not see.
This can't be the second penis.
This can't be the second penis in the news in one day, right?
The blur moved
when he's not here, when it's a straight-on shot of him.
Yep.
The blur goes away for a second. That's not his ass, but here.
Oh, my goodness.
His penis is on the news.
Wait, let me see it.
Come on. Okay. What's happening?
Bring it back.
Is his penis on the news Wednesday?
Yes.
What the F is going on?
Bring it back.
We've seen two wieners on network news in one morning.
This is incredible. What a morning. It's back.
News penis detectives here.
Stop.
What?
Oh, no.
It's Dave, yes. You noticing it.
You're an eagle eye for penis.
Yeah, you do. Dave's got an eagle eye for penis.
I absolutely do. 100%. News penis? Anything that shouldn't be on the news?
I didn't see it. Let me see again.
Okay,
we're not going to be able to
watch. Really,
it.
It's no, you can't because the play button gets
right there.
Oh my god,
that's on the news.
On there,
his junk is on the news.
100%. Yep.
If they have this,
what the F is happening?
If they've posted this to YouTube,
this is on their website.
But if they've done a YouTube link,
okay, let's see.
You can slow it down with like that 0.225, and then we'll be able to really, really nail it.
Let's see if it's.
So it was. It was them.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guys.
There it is.
The last time McDowell got into trouble, a judge made him write some
roughing up an officer while
get your comments ready.
Here we go. Browns defensive tackle and the sheriff's deputy.
Okay. So
now you want to go to settings.
Here.
Right there, and then you're going to go playback speed, and you're going to put it at the slowest it can go, 0.25.
and then we're going to watch it, and we are going to see. Yep.
Nothing like a slow motion wiener in the morning.
So he this is him like attacking
honestly,
the cop.
When this story went by the first time, like that couldn't have been. There's no
okay,
way
here
we've
go.
Seen yet.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah. It's full.
It's yes. full on.
Oh, it's not full even areas. The tip. Ball, it's the full the thing. Whole,
thank you, Lisa.
Oh my goodness.
Whole hog alert.
we have a whole hog alert. Whole hog.
36 seconds. Whole hog alert.
Someone failed there.
Is the news getting careless or is
what's
this
happening?
They don't have anyone who can do it anymore.
They tried to blur it out. They just
it was
failed.
Just too big.
It was
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
What do you think, James? You look pretty big.
It looked pretty big, yeah. Quite large.
Look at the blur they chose.
The size queens discussing it yeah. with each other here.
Well, I think that's... Is that it hanging...
Oh, man.
It's hot. There must be a better way to freeze frame this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never done it.
I think you'd have to... You'd have to do it on a phone and try and, like, yeah. nail it with...
That's
what
I was thinking.
We'll put Jason on it. Make Jason...
Jason on the wiener hunt!
Just keep screenshotting until you get this wiener.
I got my resume ready for all these people.
I know you're, dude. You kick these editors' asses. We've never had a wiener slip
well,
through on our.
Let's well, not okay, get.
Let's
yeah,
not
we've
have people,
it on a website.
Let's not have people look too far into our stuff. There
yeah,
it is.
Do you remember
there
the somersault?
There it is.
The,
that's it.
Yeah, I there it is. My goodness.
Yeah, halfway down his thigh.
Yep. Did you just take a picture of it, Lisa?
No, well, oh, the okay. video. Though.
Oh, okay. You took a picture of his well, wiener on your phone.
Like, geez, like, wow, look at that. Right. That's nice.
Send it to James.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you can see it right there. Yeah. I mean, that's yeah. clear as day.
Whole hog.
How in the world? How in the world is this happening?
We're calling it a Dave and Chuck miracle. No, it is. You guys, okay, if you're just joining us earlier this morning, we just happened upon a news video. We were talking about an email from a listener who was asking about this job posting about Gaines therapy. It's where they pretty much use shockwaves on penises for guys that suffer from erectile dysfunction. They interviewed this white Michael Jordan from yep. Texas, yep. who was having an issue. And in the news video, they showed the tip of his wiener. It made the cut and no one noticed. Yep. This video was posted years ago. So we saw that. Now, in another news video about Malik McDowell, they had a horrible edit where his whole package is visible.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
There
it
me,
is.
That'll keep me up at night.
Like I am no, you guys. Like yeah. for me, it's more of like the news guy in me is astounded. This because come on, we watched it once and saw it.
Yeah,
we saw it. I think I would have missed
yeah.
it.
It would have went by my. I didn't see it.
I had
it,
no idea.
But James saw it.
Yeah, because
no,
he noticed right the way? Blur circles like dancing
that's
all over
it,
the place.
Because I noticed yeah. the blur yeah. circles miss his ass at the beginning. Yep. And
yes,
I'm like, oh,
I
wow,
did
they
see
showed
that.
His ass. So then I looked here. I'm like, I think there could have been a wiener there too. And there was.
My goodness.
Man. Do you think we'll see a third today?
Is this real life?
is this
real
the
life?
The trifecta of news dicks?
Am I asleep right now?
I feel like I'm asleep.
Like,
this is a
I find it funny, too,
because
this is the news channel that really doesn't like me because yeah. stuff I'd say. But,
yeah.
hey.
Let's just throw a grown man's penis on the news.
Yep. Oh, they were also, I believe, the channel that I posted those porn titles.
The porn titles, too.
Yeah.
A little loosey-goosey there.
Yeah, they're a little loosey-goosey these days. So we should probably share this, and we should probably let people know that at
so it's 35
seconds, probably from, like, a little bit before that.
Yeah, let's say 34.
Now they really hate us.
Well...
Hey, it's not our fault they put the whole hog on display.
That's true. We got a whole hog alert,
get a better editor, man.
This will be taken down, too.
Oh,
so, Jason, you
got
to get on this one, too. Sorry yeah. to put you on the wiener watch.
He's been incredibly busy with capturing wieners this morning.
I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. There you go. It's at twitter.com/DaveandChuck. You can go see it for yourself.
This doesn't really... this doesn't really... make any sense today.
No, I don't. I honestly don't. Like, you'd lose your job for that. That's what's shocking to me, right? As an editor, I'm looking at that 15 times because if my cut
is it
doesn't...
the reporter or now, or do they have like, an editor?
All well, my
unless the reporter is the editor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might be it. Yeah.
All you have to do is keep that blur over the Johnson. And honestly, I wouldn't even take any chances. Like the fact that they were using one that was only going to basically cover his crotch area, my whole thing would be like, you don't need to see.
Right.
Like
so
I'm making it half the size of his
already,
whole body.
Right?
Yes.
Like they moved the blur, and even then, like,
what?
Can you shut up?
Oh, you forgot it. It's slow.
Yeah. I forgot
it's still, it's still slow.
Why? Yeah.
There's his butt.
But like this, you can see.
It's gonna move the circle out of the way.
Okay, just what the hell?
Well, you just you can probably go change it back if you want.
Beach,
like, how did that happen, too?
What's that?
Like, how did?
Oh, like yeah, like there. There's this whole
33 seconds is his full ass.
Yeah, it's a real fail. You know what they probably did? They probably took it from another source and assumed that they got it right. Like, because this was in Florida.
Okay. Yes, even then, I'm still going over with fine tooth comb. There's a nude guy in it.
Yeah.
Right? I've got to make sure that even if I
think that was just a cell phone video that somebody sent the news.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But their responsibility is to make sure there's no nudity on the news.
It's got to be like, I guess some people that blur are better than other blurs.
Yep.
That was a big fail.
Yeah, whoever is in charge of
blurring. Someone said, if you guys see three penises in the news today, that's a hat dick.
Yeah, I don't know what we have to throw on.
We throw dildos in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Fill the studio with dildos.
Someone else said, our whole crew is taking another dick tip break. Never have I watched dudes' dicks in a circle with dude employees. Twice they're doing it now.
It's nuts.
It's crazy when they make the news.
You're out here hunting dongers like Pokemon this morning.
Oh, my God. Well, we got to.
Gotta
get them all.
I really can't.
No, that is so shocking to me.
There.
The one made the news is crazy. The two made the news, and we just happened to see them both in the same day. What is going on?
Did anyone comment on it?
Oh, let's see. I didn't look down in the comments here.
Here we go.
You'd have to put the check for the new. Check for new.
They're all talking about the actual story.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, no. I need to eat more hot dogs.
Someone saw it. Damn, Thor. Surprise, that cement isn't cracking under that hammer.
35 seconds.
Oh,
Ago. 35, so it's from us. Yeah,
look, 1 hour ago, though.
Oh, hog alert, 35. Everyone's, it's all coming up now because they've just the tip. 35, whole hog. Okay, no. Anaconda 36. Wiener alert, twin tips.
Oh my goodness. Well.
Yep. Pepe. Oh, Pepe's back.
He's on both. That guy's doing it on both. That's great.
So far today we've learned that my dog's ass is okay, and then we saw two dongs on the news.
On the TV news.
On the news.
What a day.
Small victories.
Some days we have nothing.
Other days.
Some days we
get
nothing.
It's like a cornucopia. Jesus on earth.
It's an action-packed day.
Oh, what is going on?
My God.
So anyways.
Okay. Yep.
You both videos, twitter.com.
Give it a like.
Dave and Chuck.
Give it a like as
okay,
well.
Okay, I'll like it from James.
Give him a like.
We cannot have a third. It's impossible.
We should probably put something like, man. And you got uncomfortable when James said penis on your stage.
Yeah.
Next time I'll just show mine.
Chris Please is with us here. Hey, Chris, it's a double wiener Wednesday here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. You had a comment.
Penis. So a couple of years ago on one of the major networks in Boston, they were doing an in-locker room interview, and one of the guys in the background came out of the shower and got changed. Full schlong flapping everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It happened here, too.
Live shot. Again,
right?
Those things happen. Understandable. Edited news videos, that's what's blowing my mind.
Yes.
Like, your job is gone. At least it was. Maybe it's a little more loosey-goosey now. But as an editor, I let that slide, I'd be out of work.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to
Who's the reporter on this?
I don't know if they edit their own stuff there, but it's Randy Wimbley. He's an awesome reporter at Fox 2. He's a good dude, but I don't know if he edits his own stuff.
I really think what's happened is this: he just scooped this story from the affiliate in Florida, and he just assumed, oh, well, they've blurted it. It's got to be good. You know what I mean?
I don't know how all that stuff works. I always just figure it's like all other media where it's like maybe they have less people to do the same job.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, they used to have probably a team of people that would make sure there's no dicks on the news. And
they're dicks.
They need Dave.
Yeah. Send it to him first. Testicle. Ass crack.
Not a bad job.
You'll see it.
Not a bad gig.
You can't let it slip by.
Dave's your last line of defense.
That's it. I watch the hell out of news videos to see if there's nudity in them.
Yep.
And I'll let you know.
But yeah, that's two glaring news mistakes.
That's bad times. What? We got ourselves a hat dick.
What?
What? No.
What are you talking about?
Three wieners in the news in one day.
Wow.
Someone found it?
Yeah. So if you're just joining the show, here's what happened. This morning we got an email from a listener. She saw an ad posting for a job for a erectile dysfunction clinic. She wondered, was it a scam? You'd have to wand men's wieners. Wasn't a scam. That's actual, you know, erectile dysfunction therapy. They use like sound waves to see if they can help things down there. We pulled up a news video about it that was posted 4 years ago. The man's wiener made the news video and no one noticed the tip of his wiener.
Oh, terrible.
Shocking. We posted it up at Twitter and Facebook so you can see it if you want to. Then we're doing another story in the news about Malik from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Who was
McDowell.
Malik McDowell went on a new tirade yesterday. Somehow the news blur bubble moves and you see his whole unit. That video yesterday. Well, remember last week in Virginia when all those people got stuck on the highway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a guy with his penis out on
the window. An old guy got out of his car to pee because he's old and he's got to pee a lot. And that made the news live on CNN. So here's the old guy here.
Well, yeah, I remember seeing this.
Yeah, he gets out.
But I didn't know if you actually saw his.
No.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Well, that was a live shot, though.
But still. Still, it was on the news.
That's true.
That's your hat dick. That's three penises on the news in one day. It's a hat dick.
Oh, what a glorious day.
Wow.
That poor old guy. That poor, he had no idea that chopper was filming him. He opens both car doors to kind of shield himself.
Yep.
Right? Because he's been trapped there for hours, and he's finally got a pee.
And there it is.
And there's his the chopper little white
immediately
wiener.
Zooms out. Oh, my God. I bet they were horrified.
Like, oops. He's taking his pants off.
He's an old dude, though. So.
Yeah.
Old dudes are like, bring it in. Bring the drone down. Go ahead. Take a look at it.
Get your eyes full of it. Seen enough? You want to hold it?
Or it's just 2022 and the news doesn't care. Hey, you're going to see dicks on the news tonight.
That'll be it. It'll be like, man, if we don't put a dick somewhere in here,
no one will watch.
No one will watch.
They're desperate for you to get your eyeballs on it.
Yep.
So there you go.
Wow.
All right. By the way, if you want to see those other two videos, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck, you can check them out for yourself. We even timestamped it for you so you can get a gander.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
A 64-year-old guy in South Korea went to one of their matchmaking agencies.
Okay.
Guess he's been single for a long time. And finally said, okay, I want you to arrange a marriage for me.
Right.
They apparently laughed, saying he's too old for that.
Oh.
And that's when he set himself on fire.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Brutal way to do it.
Oh, then I take myself into the settle.
Oh, my God.
The
fire.
You have any matches? Can I borrow a smoke?
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you. Poor guys.
What are you doing? No.
Right on fire.
Oh, dear sweet God.
Oh, my God.
You're burning her eye.
That's all right.
You can still talk. That's crazy.
It hurts pretty bad.
Not even a scream.
No.
Crazy. According to a report from the local news outlet, the Jeju Island man doused himself with gasoline from a plastic bottle he was carrying. This all happened during a heated conversation with an employee from the company. This company helps South Koreans arrange marriages with international partners. When he showed up, though, they said he was too old, and one employee even laughed that he'd want them to do the work for him. They only identified the man as Mr. A. The staff attempted to throw water on him and put out the fire. He did suffer third-degree burns, though, and as of this report, remained unconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can be asleep for a while, probably.
Yep.
Burning alive.
Maybe even forever.
It's going to be hard to get a date.
Yeah, I mean, it got harder. It just got harder.
Yeah, right. The police department added that it does continue to investigate. An initial probe found that they refused to provide him with a match. They said he was too old, and he also previously had been married to a foreign woman, which I guess rules you out in strike two. Mm. South Korean immigration laws prohibit applying for a second marriage visa for a foreign spouse within 5 years of receiving the first one.
Mm. So he just got married.
Within the past 5 years.
Yeah.
So he was not happy with that.
No.
Decided to.
Man, that's extreme, though.
That's a real crazy thing to do.
That's extreme.
Yeah, it is.
Super extreme. It's like the Indian guy that didn't get a loan and tried to blow the bank up.
Yes. Still,
or set it on fire.
I'd rather burn a
bank. Yeah, set a building on fire rather than set yourself on fire. I mean, set the agency on
fire
if you really are that pissed.
Yeah.
Leave yourself alone.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's got to be so dramatic for the people that saw that.
Then they probably have like little glasses of water they're trying to throw on them.
Yeah, you don't really have buckets.
No.
Too much. So yeah, he is still unconscious.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope he makes it. Maybe not. Maybe depending how bad it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep,
I know exactly what you're saying. Better.
Yep,
I know exactly.
An Ohio man stole a car while a teenager was asleep in the back seat, leading police on a high-speed chase while the teen was texting updates to the cops.
Did he know the teen was back there?
No.
Oh,
19-year-old Raylan Scott was snoozing in the backseat of a 2012 Audi A4 at a dealership in Findlay, Ohio.
Oh.
When 32-year-old Justin Vaughn hopped in the driver's seat and sped off with the teenager still inside. Scott and his friend, I guess, had brought the car there to trade it in. And while his friend was in talking, he decided he'd take a nap in the back seat.
Oh.
Police were quickly notified the vehicle was stolen, and they were able to track the vehicle as it took off at a high rate of speed. So Scott was texting his friend real-time updates of what was going on and the location, as well as messages about this guy's driving and threatening behaviors, and then his friend was forwarding them on to the authorities. Police continued tracking him to neighboring Tiffin, Ohio, and located him. He then fled, and that prompted a vehicle pursuit into Seneca County. The pursuit ended when he crashed the Audi northwest of Sycamore. Both him and the teen in the back seat suffered some minor injuries from the crash. They were treated at the scene. Vaughn was arrested after the crash and transferred to the Findlay Police Department. He was incarcerated at the Hancock County Jail on several charges, including kidnapping. They don't say if he finally realized the kid was back there. I'd be like,
get out.
Maybe.
I'm surprised he didn't say get out, but
he might not have noticed him.
Yeah.
No, he might not have noticed him. But the and his mugshot. That's
crazy. Stuff like that doesn't usually happen in Findlay, Ohio.
No.
pretty slow.
Yeah. They don't have a lot of high-speed police chases, the Finn PD.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Gad, what are we going to do? I'm going to be honest. If he gets out of his car, I'm not going to chase him. He's a free man if he just jumps out of this car.
Sometimes cars are for stealing.
Yeah. I mean, I'll chase him in the car.
I'll make it uncomfortable for him.
He's probably in shape.
Yeah, he doesn't look fat. He's getting away.
And there's his mugshot there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yep. What a wild time.
That must be a crazy wild time.
Kid in the back.
Yeah, I don't know if he maybe like dropped down to the floor and could still text and the guy didn't know what was going on. Or he was so out of it he didn't even notice.
It's just funny he texted. Some of those kids would probably be like, I'm live on Twitch right now.
Yeah.
I'm back in the car on a psychopath. This guy's driving all over the place. It's really Ohio.
Don't forget to sub.
Yeah, you're follow. So right. There's so many teenagers that would have handled that differently.
Yep.
If you're missing the live stuff, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on all the social platforms.
What would you do? Would you try and get control of the guy?
No.
I'd
politely ask him to let me out.
Any chance we could slow down?
But it was smart for him to be like a human GPS. You know, he led the cops right to them wherever they were going, so...
Yeah.
He did kind of the right thing.
There's no way he didn't know he was back there.
You'd have to know at some point. Maybe if you didn't initially, you'd
think you would. As long as he was laying down, though, maybe there's a chance. I don't know, that guy didn't look like he was
not
the most
big of a car.
You know, like he'd notice stuff like that.
He probably
might have been out of it too.
True.
On drugs.
I'm sure he was.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, that guy.
Would you? I mean, would you go around his neck? Would you cover his eyes? Like what?
No, that'd wreck the car.
You can't because then. You're going to be in the accident. Like, he got hurt even in the accident that they had a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you don't want to put your hands over the guys.
I guess. Right.
You know?
This is a scary
moment. He's in control.
I don't know if I could just sit back there and let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing we're being chased by the cops and we're flying down the freeway. And
that's a scary thing, too, because you could get in a wreck that way, too. Yeah.
Which they did.
Yeah.
If this lady is already sick of her husband, the rest of their marriage is pretty much doomed. A 22-year-old woman in South Dakota is facing charges after she didn't want to be around her husband, so she faked her own kidnapping. Mm. 22. This happened last year, but they just filed charges yesterday. Not clear how long they've been married, but again, she's only 22, so obviously not very long. She was working as a delivery driver for Domino's when she called her husband about 10 p.m., screaming, saying a group of people were trying to rob her. Help. He could hear someone pounding on her window, so he believed it.
Yeah.
Then after she hung up, he started getting text messages demanding ransom money. He also got one that said, I don't have long. I love you. Please help. One of her coworkers got ransom messages as well. And then they all came from this weird number they didn't recognize. Turns out she was using an app to disguise her number.
Right.
And all the texts were just coming from her.
Sure.
They scrambled a SWAT team. They tracked her down by pinging her phone. She was sitting in her car with another dude.
Oh, there you go.
When they found her.
Yep.
She tried to claim they had just released her.
Oh, sure.
But her story didn't add up at all. She eventually admitted she made the whole thing up because she needed a break from her husband.
Yeah, so she had a boyfriend, and the boyfriend probably talked her into trying to make money, quick money-making scheme, allegedly. And
now she blew her career in the Domino's.
She's a catch, you know? She was a real catch.
She'll never get another.
No.
She had guys lined up.
Pizza delivery.
It is funny if you're like, okay, we're going to kidnap somebody. Who is a high-priced target, a Domino's delivery person?
Lady.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get tons of money.
Yeah. Life-changing crime.
We'll at least get a pepperoni pizza out of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much money could a 22-year-old Domino's driver actually have?
No.
Really?
I'm going to send you one pepperoni every day until we get that money.
I'm sure she was pretty dumb. And then also the guy that she was with was also equally totally dumb.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they haven't released their names or any mugshots or anything.
Also, to not realize that the police are going to ping your phone. Like, that's the first thing they're going to do. They're going to ping your phone.
Make a fake number.
Know anything about ping.
Oh, my God. I think there's a lot of people that don't understand exactly how technologically advanced policing is.
No.
Like, they just think it's still, like, Old West style.
Yep. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
They will find... They know exactly where you are.
Right. Yeah, no, they... It's young and dumb.
I watched a thing where a guy, like, acts... He was distracted driving, and he hit a guy on the side of the road. And the police were able to, from his phone, know exactly, like, when he hit the guy, where it was, like, his GPS location at the time, like, all sorts of stuff. So, like, he was trying to lie about all these different things, and they're like, yeah, but your phone shows us every single place you were at the time. It's like, God, you're so dumb.
Incredibly stupid.
You're so dumb.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m. You hear that a lot. That includes hitting up a Taco Bell drive-thru at 4.03 a.m. And that includes flipping out on Taco Bell for refusing to serve you at 4.03 a.m.
Why is anyone in there?
There is a viral TikTok video that was posted by a Taco Bell employee which captured a woman's anger at not being served. The location she went to closed at 4 a.m.
Oh.
But she showed up at 4.03 a.m. and was pissed they wouldn't serve her. She demanded the phone number to Taco Bell corporate, but the employee just gave their personal cell phone number. So when she called, they pretended to be the corporate Taco Bell office, which she believed to be open at 4.03 a.m.
Yeah.
And clicked away on a computer as if they were taking down all the information she was giving them.
That's hilarious.
Here's how it played out here. She is like a 4 a.m. Taco Bell Karen.
Oh, man.
Okay. I know the turnover rates there high because I go in there every single night around the same time. And, I mean, it's just the fact that they couldn't even take my order. They at all. All they had was drinks. You guys locked down on business. We're hungry. We have an ale. We probably would have bought, like, $20 for Taco Bell. Just two people. Maybe even 30. So, I mean, on the way to the other Taco Bell, I would like to be compensated for that. But it's
She
wanted to be compensated.
She used so many of the Karen lines.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's a regular customer. They're losing business because she was going to order 20, maybe even 30 bucks worth of food.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to take her business to another location, and she wants to be compensated for being wronged. Like, typical Karen script.
Now we know how I sound when I call the Taco Bell customer care.
There it is.
She took every single line out of my book as well.
Yep.
Every single one.
In your case, it's true.
Well, I'm not lying. I am on my way to a different Taco Bell. Yep. I am furious, and I do want to be compensated.
Tell me you've never called the Taco Bell customer care.
Oh, he's called.
I've called. I've tweeted.
James, you have.
Yeah. Yes, he has.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but when your employee tells me I'm limited to 3 items per carload, I'm a little upset about that because I need at least 5 items.
Yep.
There was three items per carload?
Yes.
This was like a COVID thing?
And they did me a huge favor and let me order a combo and add one item.
Who orders three things from Taco Bell?
That's what I said.
Though.
I'm like, who only orders 3 items?
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually, yeah. I mean, that's why I don't go to that one anymore. People, you'll order more than that.
Well, if you have 3 people in a car, you're getting more than that.
Yeah, if I was ordering food for myself and my wife and not just for myself, that would have been... You know, probably like 6 items, and 5 would have been mine. But
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have been able to make that. And I tweet them. I've got one of the heads of the marketing department like sends me messages on Twitter every time I have an issue. They send me a $10 gift card. So you know,
it's very nice.
And not every time, but
you're like a Taco Bell Karen. Good for you.
I am. Yeah, yeah. I am the original.
The original male Taco Bell Karen. Or Karen.
Yeah. What's the corporate number? 1-800 Taco Bell. Huh? Okay.
Can you get more items than that now?
Well, I don't go to that. I don't go to that location.
That location's
been nothing but problems. Every time I would go, they would limit you. You can only get 1 cheesy gordita crunch, and they want to. I'm like, I need 2. You know, like, don't tell me what I can have for lunch. I will go somewhere else then.
Yeah.
It's funny to me that people like say, you're missing out on business. Like they're going to pull the CEO of Taco Bell out of the cocaine orgy room to be like, hey, listen, $30 we're missing here because of this drunk woman.
Yeah.
You pull up at 4:03 to a Taco Bell and expect them to still make food? food, so now they're going to stay around to make the food and clean up after you. Okay. You're insane.
Here's a question, though. Like, have you ever been inside of like a drive-through line as a place is kind of getting ready to close down?
Yes.
And I always assume that they finish the line, and that if another car pulled up in line, they're in that line.
Yeah. Oh, see, I would assume that, yeah, if you pull up, if you hit the speaker after 4, like, as long as you placed your order by 4, they're going to serve you. But if I hit the speaker at 4:03, or, you know, even though I've been in line, they can't see that.
Yeah,
but speaker is off.
Yeah.
I think someone would have to go outside and almost put, like, a cone down. And be like, it's done.
But I almost wonder if maybe we just don't realize how not busy it really is at 4 a.m.
Right.
So
right.
You might not have to do that. Because in my mind, I'm like, how do you shut down the Taco Bell drive-thru? Constantly people are going to be coming in and getting in line. They're never going to be able to close and go home.
Yeah, I would imagine at 4 a.m. there's not a line. Yeah.
Right.
So they could probably be like, okay, that blue car, it's 3:58. That blue car just pulled through. That's the last one. Kill everything once we get their order.
Right.
Someone said, was that Dave typing at Taco Bell?
Oh, that's exactly how
I'm Constantine, because we didn't check our order.
Listen to it.
A little harder. That's harder than that.
Here it is.
Just the fact that they couldn't even take my order.
She also saying that she thinks all the employees inside are always high because she goes there every single night.
I think she said that.
They're always high. I can tell they're high. I go every night.
Of course they're high.
Yes. They're working at 4 a.m. at Taco Bell, ma'am.
They are high. That's how I want them.
Yeah, we want them as high as they can be.
Yep.
There was a woman on a social media site I go to, and she was bitching about a deli that I love, and she was like, they forgot my macaroni and cheese. Oh. I'm never going there again. She was in a long thing. I'm just like, lady, relax, calm down.
Crap, I'm sure if you call the sale, we're so sorry. Next time you're in,
like,
let us
the
know.
Best. Don't mess with my deli.
No. Yeah, and it's in fact,
it is,
don't ever come to my
deli
again.
You get kind of protective.
Again.
I get protective like that with people at Chipotle. If somebody's getting like snooty with the person making a brie, I'm like, hey, take it easy on them. Yeah. Hey, you back off. They're trying here. You understand?
Well,
it's hard.
The last thing you need is for someone to get so upset. They're like, I can't take this anymore. I'm not coming to work.
Yeah. It's like if you make any of these employees quit, I'm going to put your head on that grill they use to make the tortillas.
So yep. I guess they do go outside. And in certain drive-thrus,
tell them.
There's a That's White dangerous. Castle. They'll put a cone down. Our Taco Bell puts a cone, or the employees go tell people to turn. They have to turn around.
Isn't that risky?
What kind of riot gear do they got to throw on to go out there and talk to us?
I don't know.
But Taco Bell,
they give them a gun with hot sauce.
Put your Hurt Locker suit on. Put your Hurt Locker suit on and get out there and close the line.
Yeah. No.
Close the line.
Do it.
Yeah.
Get on out there now, Jimmy.
Jerry,
the line's closed.
It's one of the most dangerous jobs there is.
I'm the guy that goes out there at 4 a.m. and tells people to stop ordering tacos. As you can see, I got this sweet Hurt Locker suit that's supposed to protect you from bombs, but also psychopaths in the taco line at 4 a.m. I've been accosted, shot, stabbed. I've been beaten with bats. I've been just...
Jimmy, how'd you get that job, though?
I was just a new hire. He said that's how I got to start, and they said maybe in 6 months I could be a manager.
Oh!
So, whoa!
Oh, look out, look
that
out.
That was a bullet. Weapon. That was three different... Yeah, those are guns. We gotta go inside.
Okay, go right.
Line closed. No more tacos, everybody.
Only 1 in 5 survive.
Close the door. Lock the door. Lock the door.
The Taco Bell line stopper.
Yeah, I almost die every night. They start this promotion with the Doritos Locos Tacos, and these people are.
That guy right there. He's the best there is.
Spray him with Diablo. Spray him with Diablo.
Got him right in the eyes. Got him right in the eyes.
2 weeks ago, a guy we know named Timmy, he just got killed.
That's right. Shot right in the face.
Oh, no. Yep.
Died right there outside the speaker.
There was a girl, Mary Beth. She was run over by a gigantic pickup truck.
Yep, guy just ran right over you. So full of taco hunger.
We served him, too. We didn't realize it.
Damn right you served me. I've been talking about for years. You're not going to deny me my tacos.
Here he comes.
Even if it's 4:03 a.m.
The Taco Bell Hurt Locker.
So some other people are saying that
I pulled up to the Taco Bell drive-thru at 2 a.m. They wouldn't take my order because they just closed. So I was stuck in line for 30 minutes and still couldn't. So they couldn't back out. You know, some of those drive-thrus.
Oh, yeah. They do have this. I feel like if you have one of those kind of drive-thrus, then you got to, like, close off the line before people get in there.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I always assume that they're gonna finish up the line. And if no one comes out there with
the Taco Bell, by me, it is. It's like you order and then you don't really have that much room to escape.
Yeah.
To get out of there.
Got to a McDonald's at 10:15. The van in front of me took 20 minutes to order, and then they wouldn't give me breakfast when I finally got to the speaker.
If you're a breakfast person at McDonald's, then you got to go and get there earlier than the right at the last
minute. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If you're going to take 20 minutes to order, get the F inside.
Yeah.
You get out of that car and you get the F inside.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Come on. Really is. That is just ignorant.
What are they ordering? What has happened there?
Well, I think a lot of times for breakfast, there are people that show up and they buy stuff for like a whole group of people.
Yeah.
You got to go inside to do those.
I agree.
Absolutely do.
I agree.
Sometimes it's not open. You can't get inside.
Oh, yeah. I guess if it's not open, go in.
Yeah.
Sage is in Boston. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. You had a comment on this.
So my town's kind of small. I'm on the outskirts, South Shore, and there's only one fast food place in my town that's open past 11. So I used to always go there, and they would come out, make sure there was a line, finish the line, then whatever. Nobody cared. At some point, they switched management. I had stopped going as frequently as I was because I switched jobs. And when I went there one time late, they had switched management, and they literally did have the cone out. Somebody had come out, put the cone, and nobody after that cone was getting food.
I'm okay with that.
I love the cone.
I would so much rather that than wait in a line to find out, oh, we closed 10 minutes ago. We can't take your order.
No, honestly, that's when I lose my mind at that point.
Yes.
Like, if there's no cone and it's just speaker's just off, like, I'm like, oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I had my heart broken at Arby's once. Like, I went through the the drive-through. I got to the speaker.
And I understand him.
It was like, I was like, okay, sweet. It was during the middle of the pandemic. I'm like, there's no food anywhere. I'm going to die. And I went through Arby's, and then the speaker said, it was like, thank you for choosing Arby's. What can we help you with today? And I was like, oh, you're open. I'd love a roast beef sandwich if you can, just a beef and cheddar. And then nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minutes pass by, starting to be like 7 minutes. And I'm like,
no response.
It was just a recording.
Oh.
And that's music started playing. And then I got out of there and was like, I probably didn't need a roast beef anyway. You have a weight problem.
Cruel.
Someone made a big mistake. They had the automated speaker.
Yeah, but why do they even have those?
Messing with your mind like that.
Has anyone ever said to that automated voice, oh, yeah, I'd like to try your new chicken licking combo?
It's like, I'm always on the fence of like understanding whether it's them or whether it's the recording.
I always assume it's the recording.
I just never talk until the real person comes on.
Yeah. Yeah, generally, they cut the thing right off at the end.
Yeah, it's like such a difference between the person that's like, we want to help you with your Arby's order. And then the person's like, yo, what'd you want?
Exactly.
Yes, a real person. Thank you. But yeah, I talked back to the recording and...
That's sad.
And then...
It was a real sad moment.
No one on the understand
other
it.
End.
Super sad.
Arby's is breaking my heart, too.
Mm-hmm. Too many carbs anyway.
A satanic porn star...
I like the sounds of this.
Who has had over 50 operations and claims to have regular chats with the devil, has revealed she has suffered paralysis on the right side of her face because she used too much Botox and lip filler.
Well, I mean, that's a real risk.
Adult star and Playboy model Sabrina Sabrok, who has reportedly undergone at least 53 cosmetic operations, said, I wanted to look artificial. Like a doll.
Yeah.
But she said, now I feel like an idiot because I can barely even smile. Mm. Her real name is Larina Fabiana Colada. She has nearly a million followers on Instagram. This is who we're talking about here. You can see her up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is her.
Oh, she's just like super fake.
Yeah, it's terrible. So she is She's satanic.
The devil's
a satanic porn star. She said, I'd put a lot of Botox in my face, lots of filler in my lips. Unfortunately, it spread all over my face and made me not able to smile well.
Don't you think there's probably a time where she looked really good?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just a weird thing in her head made her do that, right?
Yeah.
Where's she from?
Where dad was.
She's originally born in Argentina.
She had her work done in Argentina.
I don't know. She lives in L.A. now.
No.
She looks a little bit.
And actually moved to Texas.
Is that her doctor she was with?
Yeah, that's her cosmetic surgeon. Who's probably
bumping her foot.
Trying to help her out.
Put her stuff in her.
We made a ton of money from her, though, right? Ugh.
Gosh. She's on Botched?
She must have been on Botched.
Yeah, she went on Botched to get some sort of eye lift or something, and I believe the doctors refused to do the procedure.
If the Botched doctors can't fix you,
you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. It's a girl for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess.
Love to know what she talks to the devil about.
She wanted a cat eye lift, I guess, on Botched.
Oh, she wanted to, like, pull it back and...
Oof.
She's also a rock star. She has music, heavy metal music. Some we can listen to, some we cannot.
Yeah.
Because it's like half Spanish, and then all of the swear words are in English.
Right.
She's also launched her own cult called Sabrock Legion, which offers would-be members the chance to make pacts with the devil and learn how to cast love charms and speak with the dead. She also claims to speak directly with Satan himself. She said everything she does is because she made a pact with him. What is satanic porn?
I haven't watched
Does anyone
any of it,
know?
Really, yeah.
I don't know if
she crosses the Satanism with the porn. I think they might be two separate things. Okay. But there is a link in the email I sent you, Dave, to her Pornhub page. So if you want to check out some of the stuff. But it just looks like your typical way too bigly inflated breasted porn star doing what they usually do.
Mm-hmm. It's just effing.
Yeah.
I don't know where Satan comes into it.
Yeah.
I don't think Satan's a part of this.
No. He's probably like, she's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Closest thing is that Dungeon of Hell, maybe. There's some sort of satanic imagery.
Satan's porn is way better.
Yeah, she's like the, you know, what's her name? Like, not at all looks like her, but like, I think she's going for kind of the Margot Robbie Suicide Squad.
I can see that
look.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, but just the inflated almost anime version or something.
She looks like she started getting plastic surgery like when Anna Nicole Smith was big.
Yeah.
Ooh, that ass ain't good.
It's a big one. It's
from Argentina, right?
That looks like... No, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure she heavily relies on lighting and camera angles and, mm-hmm. and filters, you know. But, I mean, she has 2.5 million, you know, watches on that.
But even that profile picture she had of herself on Pornhub, like if her breasts weren't like 10 times so big, she'd have like a really good look. You know?
Like her face is starting to look real fake to me.
Well, now those lips are just insane. And now that she's, you know.
How many?
Looks like she had a stroke.
There's obviously guys that love this, right? As much as none of us do, yeah, she's got almost a million followers on
there
Instagram.
Is. There's guys that love it.
They love that fake, over-the-top, ridiculous, cartoonish
They really
look.
Do.
They do. I don't get it. I'll never get it.
I don't get it either. But I don't really know what makes you a satanic porn star.
You just have to say you are.
That's it.
I think.
I thought she'd be worshiping the devil in her videos or she'd be having sex with the devil. I don't know.
Like at least on a pentagram or something.
Something.
Something. There's nothing devilish about
nothing
that.
Nothing at all.
You can buy a pentagram rug. It's not hard.
You just take some baking powder and make a little pentagram.
That's right.
See, bang out.
For any of your satanic porn needs.
Yeah, yeah.
Just contact Andy for your satanic porn needs. Yeah. He'll set you up. He'll do the shoots for you.
Make I talk to the devil. I'm always asking him for hot tips.
Mm-hmm. You want to make a pact with the devil?
Sort of.
Someone sent us a link. I guess she set up devil-worshipping cult photos, but I'm not sure.
That's fun.
Internet will work here.
Mm.
Here we go here. See if these, how these look. Oh, this. Maybe some sort of Russian
Yes.
What Russian site we've
yeah,
been
please
sent
click
to
on link. We're about to get him again.
It's like the idea the devil's doing his devilly things, and he's like, oh, God, that porn star's calling me.
God, I hate her.
Yeah, they won't load, of course. No. They're there, but they won't. They won't come up.
That's fine.
But anyway, she regrets doing so much to her face. Now she says, if you want to see what she looks like, and the link to her Instagram, find it at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Luis is in Tampa.
Hello.
Hi, you've got some info on this satanic porn star?
Yeah. When I was a little bit younger, I noticed this girl because she was in comedy shows, like in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
The main thing that she was doing, it was like that little background little girls where, like, besides being comedy, you were like, oh, look, these beautiful girls in the back.
Oh, okay, so she was like on a normal show and
yeah.
As one of the pretty girls in the background.
Yeah, and then it looks like in one point she started having more breasts and more breasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now she is really freaky. And from what interviews that she had with ex-couples, they said that she's freak. She likes to scratch, hit.
Yeah.
The man and do stuff like. I think that's why she feels satanic.
Interviewed with sex couples? Like she's.
Yeah, she hits them and scratches the men.
Mm. People that she's had sex with.
Yeah, yes. She's into the pain, causing the pain.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right, Luis. Thank you for the background info.
No problem. See you guys. Love the show.
Thanks, man. Thank you
so much. It's Luis in Tampa. Yeah. Man.
He's been watching this chick for years.
He's been following her career from its infancy.
She was on probably Telemundo.
How did he describe her boobs getting bigger? I forget how he said it.
Bigger and bigger. Yeah.
However he said it.
Get the anymore.
He's watched them grow through the years.
Boobs and boobs,
if you will. But not everyone's cup of tea, except for Luis.
Yeah, you didn't mind it.
Coming up, what did a Russian artist create that got him arrested? Let's find out.
Tales from the Kremlin.
A Russian artist has been arrested for creating a snow sculpture.
Yes.
Near a burial site in St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. The snow sculpture was in the form of a giant turd.
Puke. That is my turd. It's my greatest work.
Sounds beautiful.
I colored it brown.
Police and local media say that Ivan Volkov has been criminally charged for desecrating the burial place of the dead after creating this 12-foot-long turd. The feces sculpture was in St. Petersburg's Field of Mars, where the graves of those who died in the 1917 Russian Revolution are buried.
Mm.
The artist posted pictures on Facebook and Instagram.
He called it a turd in that. I'd be like, it's a snake.
All he said was he didn't put any particular meaning into the work.
That's not turd.
Open for interpretations.
You think it's turd because of dirty mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your brain might get turd.
Oh, man.
To me, it is a joint.
What happens to you in Russia if you create a giant snow turd?
What happens?
You're dead.
Up to 5 years in jail.
Oh, you're dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
That is death. I don't know how. I wonder what, like, probably like 1 week in a Russian prison you could.
I saw
that's
video.
How much you think you'd be able to make, how long you'd make it?
Me, personally, probably 15 minutes. 15 minutes before complete panic, hitting my head on the bars, all that.
Andy's in a Russian jail, you guys. We got 15 minutes to get him out.
Better hurry, because I'm not going to last long here. They're already, oh, God, Ivan, stop, no.
Hello.
No, Ivan, hey, get out of here.
I have plunger for you.
Oh, God.
I saw that video, by the way. There's like a insane Russian prison video that's out there.
Oh,
like
God.
Plunger time. And
where they get them in the...
Oh, my God, dude.
Plunger time?
Yeah, it's not good.
In the old
it's
butt.
It's not good. Yeah, that's where they got them.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yep. So you don't want to go in there, and 5 years of that, I don't think would be very plunger? Fun.
It's not worth it for a snow turd.
No.
No.
It really isn't.
No.
I know you're an artist, and you're trying to send a message.
It's got to be scary to do anything over there.
Oh.
If you make art, you just paint pictures of Putin.
That's it. This is him, and then you have to hope you're good.
Because yeah, what if, like, that's great?
Right.
This is a bad picture.
Kill him. I don't like.
You get two wicks and prism. Yeah.
Bring plungers, extra ones, big ones. Bring a broom.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.